Shalom, חברים, אהובים.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, dear world Kli. It's such an amazing excitement to see you on the screens. Another meeting we have after the morning lesson, after the programs we heard with Rav. We're hearing with what necessity, urgency Rav is talking about our connection and our dissemination, how our whole world Kli is kind of getting drafted to disseminate throughout the world, and how we're doing it as a group. I personally don't remember such a time since I started learning that every morning from dawn to dusk, we're all focused together very strongly on connection and dissemination, and we're doing it as one world Kli. It's amazing. It's a very special time when we're all equal. There's no one in Petach Tikva, or we're all as one group, united, and it gives great confidence to all of us. Every day, Rav is giving us a more accurate message, sharper message, and we, during the day, have to chew on it, kind of, and adapt it to our dissemination. So what we're going to do together, friends, today, is to sort out our connection, the connection between our dissemination and the connection to the people. And we're going to sort out together how to do it. So first of all, friends, just like when we have a big congress, I suggest that anyone who is alone in his 10, joined by languages, by English, by Russian. I see the Florida group. I see Eitan from Jerusalem together with Florida. So let's do these kind of mixed tens, strong tens. Let's be inspired by each other. I see Michael in Italy. He speaks Italy. He'll soon know Hebrew. So join a ten from New York. So let's all unite into tens and begin, of course, with an excerpt by Kabbalist that will give us the right intention. It's by Bala Sulam from the introduction to the book Panim Yirot Masbirot. It talks about our period. So I'm reading it. Redemption and the coming of the Messiah is the complete attainment of knowledge. As it is written, and they will teach no more each other to know the Lord, for they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. But with the completion of the knowledge, the bodies are completed too. And when the children of Israel are completed with the complete knowledge, the fountains of knowledge and wisdom will grow beyond the boundary of Israel and will water all the nations of the world. As it is written, the whole earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. As it is written, and they will return to the Lord and to His wisdom. This is the expansion of the Messiah to all the worlds. So now we're reading this text of Bala Sulam, and it feels very certain that it's not something that will happen at some point, but it's something that is happening now. And to do that, we're going to scrutinize several things together. So first of all, we remember that Rav sent us a question this morning, but he wouldn't let us answer it. I'll tell you why he asked. He asked, what stages do you think humanity should go through in order to start thinking that only the Creator can help us? What stages do we need to go through in humanity, in all the countries? Of course, in different ways, in different powers, intensity, until we think that only the Creator can do it. This is what he did with the coronavirus, and he has to correct it. And only to him we should turn. But turning to him, we can't just do it by yelling. We have to do something, an act of connection. And then, if we unite and ask him with such prayer of many, we'll succeed, he will heal us and raise us above our situation. How do you think? When will this ability come? When will we position ourselves in this way? And you remember, friends, he said, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then he moved on. So let's now scrutinize it in a workshop. What stages humanity should go through until it begins to think that only the Creator can help it? And what is our part? Ne Baruch, in the world Nebuch in this process. Again, what stages humanity should go through until it begins to think that only the Creator can help it? And what is our part, the world Nebuch, in this process? Go ahead, friends. Workshop.
There's no focus group right now.
Dear friends, I want to ask Oh, we need a focus group. So I would like to ask the Haifa group, Haifa VG2, we'd really like to hear you. If you could all go into the focus group and be our focus group, we would be able to be inspired by you, and everyone who's connected through work will be able to hear you. So please, Haifa VG2, please join the focus group in the galaxy. Please select focus group. Please give us a thumbs up that you are with us. You guys are great. I really miss you. Okay, so dear friends, Haifa will be our focus group. So we talked a little bit about the stages that humanity has to go through until they start even turning to the Creator. Will they start turning to the Creator, and where we are in the process? And we realize we have to be involved in it. And so there's the next question that we have to scrutinize together. I know that the whole world Kli is busy with dissemination. It's never been like that before. I look at all of you and I see behind you a huge corridor of people connected to you. So the question is, when we disseminate, we come across many messages, especially in these times. Everyone's talking about connection. Everyone's talking about what nature is doing. It's as if everyone is speaking our language. So a language came up this week. What makes us special? What makes us different? What is our strength compared to other people, organizations, societies that talk about the same message as ours? So let's discuss among us how we are special and different from the rest of the organizations and methods that also explain about nature and connection. What is special about our method and explanation from all other methods and organizations? So friends, let's discuss it. We can't hear the focus group.
בין זה גם כן להפרט בעצם זה זה נראה לי
השוני בתפיסה the difference
Well, I don't know all the organizations, but I do know what makes us special. First of all, our method is derived from a very ancient perception of Kabbalists who realized, who got to know human nature compared to the upper nature, first of all. And what is the goal of existence of man? They understood the connection and what we have to achieve and how we should achieve it. Meaning, what's the way we should go through in order to develop and come to the right connection? And the commitment of the obligation of the upper force to be part of this equation and how to draw the upper force into this equation and the processes we have to go along the way. And the method is very clear and it's something that you can convey as a process to every person. Any person in whom the deficiency to discover the upper force awakens or the right system of connection.
Humanity has to go through it and passes through the still animate and speaking to go from the thoughts about soccer and the supermarket and the family and to move on to the connection of nature that we can talk about and talk about what nature demands from us, what conditions it gives us. And all of this work would be from us, the strength, the force of Bnei Baruch, from the connection between us, and thanks to the Creator, L'chaim.
We can also add to hear concern for all of humanity as one organization. There's no organization that is concerned with all of humanity, but only with some layer, some section. We understand that all of humanity is one complete system. And beyond that, there's another level, beyond humanity, which is the concern for the Creator, which is included in the work of Bnei Baruch. But this is also what distinguishes us.
Dear friends, we finally can hear the focus group, and I have a great, great impression from them. It's feeling at home again, to be with beloved friends, who can feel even better what it's like to be in a workshop and giving. And for all of us to be part of this workshop, we would like to invite you. All of you who are in Galaxy, who might be on your own, we would like to ask you to travel the whole world. You don't need airplanes anymore. You can now jump anywhere in the world. You can look at Rami and Eitan from Israel joining Florida. There's no boundaries here. So let's unite together into tens. And now, friends, we would like to hear a clip from Rav from this morning where he really gave the message, this package of our message. It might be directed towards Italy, but it's good for all of us. So let's listen to this clip and then we will talk about it in the workshop. So please, Rav from the morning lesson.
יש לנו את הקליפ?
Do we have the clip?
טוב חברים, אני בינתיים שומע שהחברים שלנו שם בשידור.
Okay friends, I can hear in the meantime that the friends in the broadcast room are running around looking for the clip.
טיים קוד זה מהתשובה של רב בחלק האחרון.
I sent you the time codes. Where it has a question by Luigi. If we could please watch the video together.
אתם יודעים מה? עד שיראו לנו את הקליפ, בואו נעשה דבר כזה. בואו אנחנו...
Okay, so until we get the video clip, let's remind each other what Rav said about our message. What was the message that he gave us? For example, with the Italian group, what do we need to give our nation? Let's remember it together. Each one what they remember. What Rav gave us as a message that we need to pass on to our country. And what's our role in this? It's not a question we have written down right now, but what is the message that Rav gave us that we need to pass onward in regards to the coronavirus and how we can correct this state? Let's talk about it together.
Okay, friends, I see that they keep on sending it back to me, but we really want to hear the focus group, but we've got some technical issues, so we have to make an effort. Do we have the clip ready? No. Okay, apparently not. Okay, friends. So, first of all, you really want to go back to watching this clip that Rav spoke about this morning. So I think it's from minute 29 when he answered Luigi about the question. Just go over this explanation and talk about it in our tens. And now, let's do a workshop. In light of what we heard from the friends, about what Rav said, what's the message we have to explain, that from nature, from the upper one, good things come down, only to connect us, and if we see these bad things, we'll continue the separation between us. So it all depends on the connections between us. And we can really see that it's coming from the Creator. So let's now agree and that we build in our ten, we prepare our plea for the people. Let's say we have to sit and talk to the people or draft some plea to them and explain what Rav talked about this morning, explain to them what connection we have to have between us. So they will get from the upper force good, positive things. So they will get it as a cure, not as a blow. So let's pretend we're sitting in a workshop. I'm explaining on behalf of the world. Please, those sitting in front of me in the workshop are my people who are listening to me. And I have to give it to them in an easy, accessible way that enters the heart. But give them this message, okay? So again, we agree between us how we approach the people. Each one, in turn, explains what kind of connection there needs to be between us, so we will receive from the upper force a relation of good things, a cure and not a blow. Please, friends.
I think our explanation to others is the pipeline that we are, our conduit. We need to be in connection, a very strong connection between us. in order to show an example outward, to be a conduit to Israel and the whole world. This is what we can do with our connection between us.
Yeah, I would add that we're sitting and scrutinizing. No sound.
תדבר, אנטון, תדבר. טוב, כנראה שהוא
קרס. So he probably crashed?
כן, מישהו יכול להזכיר את השאלה?
Yeah, can someone remind the question?
Friends, I'm reminding the question to those who forgot. Now, each of us is sitting in front of his friends in the workshop, and they are the people for the sake of discussion. And I'm explaining to my friends just like I would explain to general people about the message, just like I've seemingly spoke to the Italian people today. So I explain to them what connection needs to be between us so we will receive from the upper force a relation of positive things, of cure and not a blow. What connection should there be between us so we would receive from the upper force a relation of good things, cure and not a blow? We have to make it accessible to people, like I'm talking to my people in my country. So speak in this way. Now I want to convey it to the people in my country. So please give this message, friends.
שומעים אותי?
Can you hear me?
כן, אז כמו שכותבים לנו, אנחנו צריכים להיות
As they write to us, we need to be like the laws of nature. We need to be in bestowal, in connection between us. Like this cable, this line that the Rav showed us this morning, we need to be what connects. We need to show this inverse quality where we're not caring for ourselves, but how we're bestowing to others, how we're giving, and by that we pass the abundance onward to the creations.
חיים ניסן,
אבי. חיים ניסן, אבי. I think the message should be conveyed warmly from the heart. Let's look. Now we've been given time. Nature has stopped us, put the brake, pressed the brake, and locked us inside. And there's a reason. The reason is so we can look inside and then look outside from this place where nature forces us to see the level of connection, what we've done so far, what humanity has done so far, how we worked, what it brought us to, and why in a relatively short time, in a few weeks, why, what this break, this short break is already doing to nature. It causes us to behave better with each other. We're beginning to think about our environment. We're beginning to see phenomena of rejuvenation of nature. So let's take it, the message we've been given from nature, let's adopt it and embrace it and try to conduct ourselves differently. There's a different world awaiting us. It is possible to live in a different way, higher way, more connected. And we can harness into this connection the forces of nature that caused us to stop. So let's try to look at it this way and open our hearts and start looking at our environment. And the friends will continue.
Friends, I'm really yearning to hear this request that you have prepared. I'll be really happy if all of the tens will share with us. You'll prepare a representative who will explain to us how are we going to do all of this from the connection between us. So please raise a question mark and we'll be happy to hear from you. Question marks, please. We would like to hear from you, your request. We want to hear from you. How would you explain this message to your country? Hadera, please.
Yeah, we tend not to relate to the gap between us, as if what we see we don't relate to. But the space between us is filled with the messages we give to each other. And the more these messages are messages of mercy and love and compassion, the nature will cling to us according to what we project. And right now we're projecting separation, hatred, and egoistic relationships. And nature is repaying us equally. So what we need to understand is that we have to fill the gap between us with love and connection, mercy, compassion, mutual concern, mutual responsibility, and live. Love your friend as yourself, literally. And then nature will repay us accordingly, and everything will be good.
Wonderful, thank you. Let's hear from Florida.
Hey, brothers. Yeah, so if we at least get to tell these people, tell everyone that it's all about the connection. So what that means is that the way I relate to each other, how I relate to you, and it can be in a way, for starters, like the most close relationship that I can think of is that relationship between that actually that the child feels from his mother. So, you know, he doesn't have any questions. That the child doesn't have any questions whatsoever. It's just a loving relationship. So if I can look at each person in the world as my child, and that's really hard to do, but what the way to really start doing it is just to think about somebody else before whatever action I'm about to make. Think about somebody else. It doesn't have to be like as a child, but just try to think about somebody else before you do anything, before you click on that mouse. And, you know, do I want to, this action or this thing I'm about to say, is it for my own benefit or am I really trying to help somebody else?
Thank you very much, Carl. Can we get translation? If not, we'll have to stay with the English language. The Netherlands.
Hello, friends. So we talked quite a bit about sort of taking a joyful approach of gratitude, that we're actually quite glad that this is happening and that we are expressing that between ourselves here and amongst our friends and online, but also to our external friends and to our external connections, that you know, the temple is fallen and we're laughing. But we need to explain why we're happy about it, why we feel it's a good thing, a beneficial thing. But if our attitude is consistent in that we're really quite glad about this, and we share that gladness and that joy together, and we share the message of why we're happy about it, being sensitive to the tragedy of things as well, but that this is a good thing. We're the only ones in the world right now who are able to identify and express why this is a good thing. That this is a good thing and why it is a good thing. And we need to be the leaders in that. So let's smile and show the world that we appreciate this.
נהדר, תוד, תודה רבה גם לקבוצת הולנד המאוחדת.
Thank you, Todd. And thank you to the United Netherlands group. United Kingdom, can you speak English? Oh, Latin America. What do you think? Latin America 5. I guess not. Okay. So, please open the microphone.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I had a little issue with the microphone. Okay, friends, it's no coincidence in this world. This morning before this lesson, I was in a hurry to cut the video clip and send it to Luigi as a present, because I really felt that Rep was not only talking to him, but he was talking to each of us. And I want to share with him my happiness and the opportunity to be able to be part of that feeling and listen to how this had developed during this lesson. It's a confirmation that we are just one man with one heart. And I'm happy to be a part of that body. That's really bad. I'm very happy, like we just hear from our friend from Todd, that to be part of this. Because, like I say, we are men with one heart, and we have to feel like whatever happens to each friend in any part of the world. Thank you, friends.
Thank you very much, Esteban. We feel what you're saying. Rav's clip is ready, so we've had a lot of time to prepare our clip. So we have Rav's clip in his appeal to the telling clip, and now everyone. Today you have to agree what you're doing, what materials, where you're going, what you're talking about, how to promote them, so they will know what they have to be, what kind of form they have to finally acquire, the whole of the Italian people, what kind of form, shape they have to take, what kind of connection in order to be connected correctly to the upper force. And then the relation from the upper force to you will not be felt like the coronavirus, but will be felt like good things. This is what you need to explain to the Italian people today. Are you listening? I'm repeating myself. Reiterating. You have to explain that everything comes from above. And you can explain it to the Italian people. They're very religious, they're believing people. They're connected to the upper force. So this is what we're getting from the Creator, this virus. Do we want to get from him not virus, but good things? So we have to be connected positively between us. And then we will get from the same relation of the Creator, positive things instead of the negative, a cure instead of a blow. Explain it. Don't talk about yourselves. You are conveying, etc. Not that. But only the relation of the Creator to the Italian people. and also tell them nicely that he wants these people to correct themselves, for these people to unite. This people has the ability to unite, a special ability in the Italian people to be together. They're not far from each other. They also like being together. So, this is what the Creator requires of them, to unite together and be as friendly as possible to one another, like friends, like good friends, the whole of the Italian people, friends. And then to the extent they want to unite among them, the virus will disappear. It will simply fade away. Everything will be clean. That's all of us, because it's really a global blow. So let's all of us think that way, that we all want to be one nation. We all want the best for one another. We are all in one boat, and we are in danger. Let's think about how close we are to one another, and then we will expect the blow that comes to us from the Creator will become a cure. Why a cure? Because that same blow will now be as a force that will unite us. And when it comes to unity, we will, and when we achieve unity, we will succeed in everything.
Imagine now. Today we're having a Zoom meeting with an entire city. There will be thousands of participants, and you hear these words from Rav and the preparation that the group's doing. It really sits on my heart, and I'm sure that it'll pass on to the Italian nation, onto the hearts of each and everyone in humanity. Now we have to scrutinize our responsibility to our nation. I'd like to read an excerpt, and then we'll have a workshop. Rav said in yesterday's morning lesson, we are disseminating, we don't feel that they hear us, they don't notice us, because you are turning, you're not turning from connection. You need to turn from our connection, and then you'll see how everyone comes to us, and all of a sudden, they will want us to be together with us. If all of you disseminate on your own, it won't be felt. It doesn't work on humanity. There are thousands of others like you. When you connect and you disseminate, then it'll be something special. You'll have the upper force with you. And people will come to that. You'll have this special upper force with you. Let's scrutinize in a workshop as one family to really feel it practically. Let's give each other suggestions how we can get stronger in our connection and in our dissemination as a group. How can we turn to humanity from the connection between us in a way that within the dissemination between us, we will feel the upper force? Let's really share practical examples how we can do it as one world clean. So again, the question is, how can we concentrate the connection even more in the 10 and our dissemination as a group? How can we turn to humanity from the connection between us in a way that within the dissemination between us, we will feel the upper force? Let's give practical examples, and then we'll be happy to hear from you. Please, friends.
אידיאלי, יוחני, כמו שצריך.
The ten spherot, we should build them between us. The spiritual heart, and we'll have huge power.
First of all, I think we should start with receiving this video clip of Rav, how we need to disseminate, what's the correct approach. That's what he's talking about. Each and every 10 needs to take this video clip, listen to it together, and start thinking, how can we have this correct approach, this comfortable, nice approach that will be heard by everybody, whether it's in Israel or in Italy. And through this work, of course, we need to be in this inner intention to try and connect and ask from the guidance from above that will help us find the correct words for our nation. And from that connection that we try to do between us, He will help us to bring us to the correct place in the connection between us and in our ability to disseminate correctly.
Yeah. In addition, I think everything begins from the source, the morning lesson, connection to the lessons. This is what directs the heart. This is what gives us the concerns, adds the concerns. And out of this concern, you begin to worry about the environment. You begin to do shares and likes to friends' posts. This is what directs us, the connection between us from the source and to humanity.
Yeah, I would add, practically, at the end of the day, what we hear from Rav is that what works is this inner strength between us. The words, there are words that thousands of people are posting, and it all falls onto the mind or onto the intelligence. But the connection between us, it depends on the connection between us. And we're trying to do everything from the center of the group. And then, in these words, there'll be the upper force that will really penetrate through the mind and the heart. And will be this pipeline, this conduit. Practically, we can do this with these actions that we can do together, where we read excerpts, we have intentions together, we have a prayer before a prayer, so everything will come from the center of the group, from the world.
Yeah, basically, Beko detailed what we have to do. In general, we have to develop in the town a feeling of necessity to disseminate out of connection, meaning we do it together. I can say that in our 10, this deficiency was built over the last few days, and you can really see how the 10 started working together. We give likes and share.
Beloved friends, we would like to hear from you now, to hear your suggestions. Let's do it as one world group. Let's build this next degree together, where we will strengthen the connection between us, and through us, this upper force will pass on to humanity, that they'll really feel that, oh, we really have to hear from them. So please place a question mark, and we'll start with Petach Tikva 29.
Victor.
Yeah,
לא שומעים. אז אולי נחזור אליך בהמשך. בינתיים עוד חברים, עוד קבוצות, עצות. בבקשה, איך אנחנו מגיעים לדרגת החברה?
Okay, we couldn't hear Petach Tikva 29, so maybe other groups with ideas.
קדימה חברים.
Let's go friends.
בטח אמרתם דברים כל כך כל כך חשובים.
I'm sure you said such important things.
היברו VG, בבקשה.
היברו VG, please.
אפשר לרכז את הרגשה שלנו יחד עם
We can He wasn't sure about something. Florida. Florida.
And I can say that in my group in Jerusalem, there's a big, big awakening. You can see friends that have not been coming to lessons for a while, and you can see them coming every day, and you can really feel the connection. I don't know how it happens, but it just happened somehow. So we got to keep holding each other. We got to keep supporting each other, keep praying, disseminating. And we can see the second we give the message out, we're ready to receive the next message from above. So let's support each other and let's do this together.
יופי, תודה. חברים, אז שוב, אנחנו
Great, thank you. So, friends, representatives from every 10, let's give the advice how we convey more connection among us so that humanity will feel from us a godly force. We have Haifa VG3. Haifa, please.
בוא ננסה, רגע, חיפה הורידו סימן שאלה.
Let's try, no, חיפה took off the question mark, all right. So let's try פתח תקווה 29 again. Can you talk now?
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
So we spoke in the 10 that the strongest means for connection is the morning lesson. In the morning lesson, we gather together and we assemble the force of the creator of connection that we then pass on in our mutual dissemination. So for our dissemination in the 10, we opened a Facebook page where we take everything that Rav said and we share it. It gives a lot of strength and connection to then pass on to the world. Thank you very much, friends.
Thank you very much. Our time is nearing the end. So I want to tell you that looking at the screens here is just addictive. You feel like you're in the family and you don't want to leave. There's such I'm willing to just stay here. I'm just ready to stay here for the rest of my life. So it's an amazing feeling, and I really want to thank the World Kli that we're giving each other this feeling of avut. And that's what we need to give to the whole world, only connection and unity. And let's sing a song together.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום ענולים נעשים לפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עד שמלא השיער כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ בחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבי מפעילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצבים